StoryCorps this week is marking a somber anniversary. It's been 20 years since the Oklahoma City bombing, the deadliest act of domestic terrorism in U.S. history. On the morning of April 19, 1995, a truck bomb exploded at the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. The blast had the power of 4,000 pounds of TNT. It killed 168 people and injured hundreds more. As many will remember, the federal office building housed a daycare center. The truck packed with explosives was parked directly beneath it. Of the 21 children there that morning, only 6 survived. This morning we hear from 2 survivors and their families. Both survivors were children in the daycare center that day.
My name is Christopher Nguyen. I'm 25 years old.
My name is Phong Nguyen. I'm Christopher Nguyen's mother.
Christopher was 4 at the time of the bombing. His mother worked nearby.
I remember that day clearly, even 20 years later. I was sitting at office, and there goes boom. My boss come over and say, "It is the Federal Building. Did you help your baby at the daycare there?" I say, "Oh, my God. You was the 3rd child brought out. You are bleeding from the head down through your face, and you was screaming and crying like crazy."
A lot of times people ask me, "What do you remember?" But I don't remember anything.
On the anniversary, we used to hide the newspaper. We turn off the TV. We don't want you to see, to hear.
And then I found out in kindergarten, some girl brought in a clip for show and tell. It was the bombing. I started crying. That's the first time I heard about it. But I knew it was the bombing. No one had to say it to me. I already knew.
That day, it left a scar in our life. And you know, scar ain't going to stay with you. And I'm going to go away.
There are stories, there are interviews, there are news reports every year that tell me exactly what happened. And apparently I'm a part of it. But do you remember the Harry Potter movies?
Mm-hmm.
In the story, his parents die and he survives somehow. And he doesn't know why. And he doesn't remember because he was also a baby. That is what it's like for me. Well, I guess I've never really talked to you and Dad about this. There's a lot of pressure to make both of you proud, but also for all of the parents who lost their own children. They won't ever get to have that sense of pride when they see their own children succeeding. And when I'm thinking about what I'm doing with my life, I have to think about all of the children that were in that daycare that day and how I'm lucky to have survived. I wouldn't want to waste this opportunity that they don't have.
My name is PJ Allen. I'm 21 years old. We're in Oklahoma City, and I'm speaking to my father.
PJ Allen is the other survivor we're hearing from this morning. He suffered broken bones, severe burns, and permanent damage to his lungs from inhaling debris. He was just a year old at the time. He spoke with his father, Willie Watson.
We were in that hospital for 3 months. I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks before you even woke up.
I never really fully understood like what happened or even what I was part of. As far as I knew, I was a normal kid.
After all these years, 20 years, this is the first time we've sat down and actually talked about the bombing. I wanted to protect you, and I never wanted to relive it with you because I personally hold myself responsible for you getting hurt. I was supposed to take you to the daycare that day, but that morning when your mom was getting ready to go to work, she asked me, did I want her to take you? And I told her, I said, "Well, hey, you know, I'm pretty tired. I'm going to sleep another 30 minutes or so go ahead and take him. But if I would have kept you there with me, you wouldn't have got to the federal building until the bombing would have been over. You wouldn't even been there."
I never knew that you had blamed yourself for what had happened to me that day.
Sometimes I'll be sleeping, I'll just be in a cold sweat, and I wake up because of the nightmares I have.
I don't want you to walk around with this burden. I want you to be alive inside. I'm never angry about my situation. I'm all right. I'm good. I like so many things about you, Dad. You're always the coolest guy in the room. I'm like, all right, when I get that age, I'm going to be just like him. Walk in, be the man. And I don't want you responsible for that day in any way.
I still wrestle with it, but You were the one that was in there. And to see you come back was a miracle. And I'm proud of you. And I love you.
I wouldn't trade that for anything else in the world. I love you very much, and I'm glad that you're my dad.
That's P.J. Allen, who survived the Oklahoma City bombing. He spoke with his father, Willie Watson, at StoryCorps. We also heard from Christopher Wynn with his mother, Fong. These conversations will be archived at the Library of Congress, and you can hear more stories from families affected by the bombing at npr.org.